Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klach of Vav, and we're learning Simon Beis. Ephraim Yashav Kerem Sh'amet Zele Hismelo. I was seated, and then the person stands up next to me to start davening. Tzarech Lokum. So I cannot remain seated, the Chayadim says, while this person next to me is standing and davening. Because, like I said before, it looks like I'm not being mekabel o malchus shemayim. Now, we said before, if I'm being oisik in yoni tefila, so then I do not need to get up. I'm allowed to continue to be seated. So we're talking about a case where, let's say, for example, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is seated, not doing anything at all. And now comes Shimon. Shimon stands up and starts davening. And Reuben is not being, like we said before, he's not being oisik in yoni tefila. He's not being Erzik and Yoni Taro. He doesn't have any of the leniencies which we said in Simon Aleph. He's just sitting there and spacing out. So he has a chiyuv to stand up. But the Chayyadim continues and says, "B'davka b'makom she'yesh rishus tukulam lispalo." This is referring to a situation where Shimon's act of standing up a daven is appropriate. He has a right to be there. Kain b'minyan kavua. Upshita b'viseknesis inside of a shul, or even if not in a shul, but it's a place where there's a kviyas to daven there, and Shimon is standing up to daven, like, which is to be expected. Al vol b'beisoy, but let's say it was Reuben's house, and Reuben is just seated in his house, doing, minding his own business, doing his thing. And then Shimon stands up to start davening. Shimon's a guest, or Shimon's visiting, or whatever. Shimon's there in the house, and Shimon says, "You know, I need to daven." And he decides to stand up to start davening. So, im yashav kvar ein tzarech lokum, shezeh bo begvuloi. So, in that situation where Reuben is already seated in Reuben's house, so Shimon doesn't really have a bialus to start davening there, especially not to force Reuben out of his seat. So, that's called that Shimon is being bo begvul Reuben. Reuben is really the in his kviyas makom, and Reuben's in his house, seated in his house, and Shimon is coming in and sort of forcing Reuben out of his place. So Shimon has no power to force Reuben out of a place which he has a right, it belongs to him. So Shimon is coming into the gvul of Reuben, into Reuben's area, and being mazik him, as it were, and Reuben, Shimon can't do that. But even though Reuben is not mechuyev to stand up, it would be considered midas chasidus on Reuben's part to respect the fact that Shimon is davening, and therefore to stand up in that situation as well. So even though Reuben is not mechuyev to do that, but that would be appropriate for Reuben to do. Now we're going to see this svara of Bog B'Gvuloi. The Chayyadim is going to talk about it again in Simon Gimel in regards to the next halacha, which is not the issue of being seated next to somebody who's davening, but passing in front of somebody who's davening. Which is a separate iser, the Chazal said you cannot pass in front of a person who's davening. I'm not being seated, I'm standing, but I'm walking in front of him. So that's a separate problem. And we're going to have the same discussion of, well, maybe sometimes I have a right to walk over here and you are being Bobi Gvuli and you're coming into my space and blocking me my right to walk there. You can't do that. So one of the kulas, which is suggested, that we have a situation where somebody's davening in a way which is blocking the rabbim from walking. So he's bo b'gvul harabim. The rabbim has a right to go there, and he, by standing in that spot, a person would place himself to daven right by the inside of the door going into the shul. So nobody can go in and out because every person going in and out will be passing in front of someone who's davening. But he has placed himself in a place where he's, as it were, being mazik, the rishus of the rabbim. By placing himself there, he's blocking the whole rabbim from going in and out, and that he has no right to do. So that is one of the suggestions to be lenient in that situation, where somebody who's davening in a way that he's being bobik vula rabbim, he's being mazik the rabbim, he doesn't have a right to impact them and prevent them from going in and out of the shul. And that's the same idea over here that we have of being Bob Bigvul. You can't force me out of my place. Okay, we will learn the next Simon the following shiur, and meanwhile, have a good day.